The World Economic Forum has announced a controversial new policy that should have everybody who opposes eugenics up in arms. Klaus Schwab's WEF is now calling for the US to impose a strict one-child policy on all white families in an effort to promote diversity, reduce inequality, and usher in a new era of post-politics in which nobody in society disagrees on major policy issues. We are going to come back to the WEF's latest talking point of post-politics in a future video, because it's possibly the most disturbing element of this whole disturbing policy. But first, don't forget to subscribe to the channel and feel free to join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. The link is in the description box below this video. Schwab's new policy for America is clearly influenced by Chinese social policy, which should come as no surprise. The WEF leader appeared on Chinese TV recently praising the Chinese Communist Party's social policies while arguing that white people in America are no longer relevant to the WEF's plans for global progressive change.
We have to try with a collaborative platform where we integrate the best people, the most relevant people, and then to work for progress. Now the base has been formed, but we have to go one step further. We have to have a strategic mood. We have to construct the world of tomorrow. It's a systemic transformation of the world. So we have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation period.
Earlier, we have the great narrative of so-called the globalization. Yeah. And everybody believe in it, and everybody think this is our shared future. Now, as the world is changing, we need to reshape again the vision, as you just said. But how to bring everybody on board?
So is now the opinion globalization has failed and we are entering into an era of deglobalization. I think that's wrong. We have the reshaping of certain supply chains. So for certain physical goods, we may see much more reshoring or homeshoring. In reality, the world has moved closer together because we are moving from a physical world much more in a digital world. And the digital world, by nature, is much more globally oriented. Mm-hmm. Now you asked how to do it.
Yes.
I think it needs what we feel in the World Economic Forum, a multi-stakeholder approach.
China's one-child policy is thought to have prevented over 400 million births, and this is to the detriment of the Chinese society. Due to China's one-child policy, it now has a declining workforce to serve its largely graying population. But according to Schwab, America must follow in China's reforms and implement the barbaric one-child policy on white families.
From your perspective, how do you understand this ambition of China to have the Chinese path toward modernization and share it with the developing world?
I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous over the last over 40 years since the opening up and policy and reform policy came into action. I think it's a role model for many countries, but I think also we should leave it to each country to make its own decision what system it wants to adopt. And I think we should be very careful in imposing systems. But the Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
Klaus Schwab wants you to shape the future of America by imposing a eugenics policy on the nation to decrease the number of white people. He wants you to own nothing and be happy. Here at the People's Voice, we know that's a recipe for enslavement, not happiness. We want you to own everything and be happy. That's why we have partnered with our friends at Goldco to provide you with the opportunity to supercharge your money with gold and silver. War, Bidenflation, $30 trillion in debt. The last time a Democrat economy looked this bad, the stock market tanked. The US dollar lost 46% of its value, the global economy collapsed, and inflation hit record highs. Yet at the same time, the price of gold shot up 1,300%, and silver rocketed over 2,400%. So if history repeats, we could see it happen again. Visit tpvlikesgold.com because when you do, you'll not only get the chance to protect your retirement savings with gold and silver, but you can get up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. The WEF, which has ordered mainstream media outlets to begin sending the one-child narrative into the minds of Americans, wants to introduce the policy in the US as a matter of urgency. Quartz interviewed Bowdoin philosophy professor Sarah Conley, who argues the US and all Western countries should adopt a one-child policy because human beings pose a grave threat to the planet. Conley's argument fits like a glove with the WEF's barbaric depopulation agenda. What is scary about this piece is the growing number of voices within the academic elite that feel the same way as Dr. Conley. A similar piece written by Thomas Bartlett appeared in the Chronicle of Higher Education. While these are just two voices, they are beating the drum of many that believe that American society needs to reduce our carbon footprint by reducing the number of feet in American homes. However, if you've been paying attention to the WEF's policies in recent times, you'll realize that this is not really about saving the world. WEF policies all have one thing in common. They dehumanize, degrade, and mock us. They are designed to eliminate the sovereignty of nations and maximize the power of the global elite. Without the force of government, the WEF's One America, One Child campaign can never rival the effectiveness of China's policy. A rallying cry to save the planet and embrace diversity lacks the power growing out of the barrel of a gun. But with the globalists pushing for more stringent environmental regulations and the federal funding of Planned Parenthood, how long before the WEF penetrated democratic government jumps on board with Klaus Schwab's barbaric policy? Don't forget, Joe Biden is a fully paid-up member of the club.
Not only are Muslim communities, but African communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities, and the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
This is called eugenics and was a central goal of the Nazis under the Third Reich.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. But why? Well, Joe Biden just said it. To change the racial mix of the country. That's the reason, to reduce the political power of people whose ancestors lived here and dramatically increase the proportion of Americans newly arrived from the third world. And then Biden went further. He said that non-white DNA is the, quote, source of our strength. Imagine saying that. This is the language of eugenics. It's horrifying. But there's a reason Biden said it. In political terms, this policy is called the Great Replacement, the replacement of legacy Americans with more obedient people from faraway countries. They brag about it all the time, but if you dare to say it's happening, they will scream at you with maximum hysteria. And here you have Joe Biden confirming his motive on tape with a smile on his face.
Tucker is right. Radical Democrats and the WEF are pursuing eugenics goals and attempting to recreate America so they can better control it. A glance at history shows that humanity has routinely rejected depopulation programs, like the Third Reich's Nazi eugenics campaign. We understand on a basic human level that no government or globalist organization should have the godlike power of creation and destruction over the human race. But what if I told you the eugenics movement did not actually die, but simply went underground, where it has remained hugely influential in elite circles, including Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum? As the co-founder of the American Eugenics Society, Frederick Osborne, put it in 1968, eugenic goals are most likely to be attained under a name other than eugenics. More than 60 years after Osborne uttered this statement, the eugenicists have finally achieved their goals. The COVID vaccine is simply eugenics under another name. The WEF's one-child policy for American white families, introduced under the guise of saving the planet, is really social eugenics on steroids. This power-hungry cabal of billionaires and politicians has long plotted to enslave the masses, and now they're making their move. If we do not comply with their demands, the WEF warns, we will face certain doom. They claim that only by handing over our freedom and autonomy to the elite can we hope to avoid the disasters that are looming on the horizon. But more and more people are refusing to submit to the WEF's tyrannical demands. Brave activists and rebels are rising up to fight back against the global elite, determined to defend their sovereignty at any cost, determined to protect their families and those they love. Will you join them in the fight for freedom, or will you cower in fear and submit to the demands of the global elite? The choice is yours, but whatever you do, do not underestimate the consequences of your choices. Regular viewers of this channel will know that we are interested in building the body as well as the mind. And that's where today's sponsor comes in. I was actually using C60 long before they sponsored our program. I was tired of feeling sluggish and drained and was looking for a natural way to take back control of my health and give myself the vitality I need to face my daily challenges. Vitamin C60 is an all-natural supplement made with pure organic carbon-60 that has been shown to reduce oxidative stress, improve energy levels, and most importantly, support the immune system. It's plant-based, gluten-free, and strictly non-GMO, so you can trust you're getting the best for your body and mind. Don't let Big Pharma hold you back any longer. We are so excited to share C60 with you that we're giving 20% off the regular price to viewers of this video who place an order using the coupon code NEWSPUNCH. Please visit vitaminc60.com or click the link in the description box below this video.